Wednesday. It's 5:02 p.m. in the UK and 9:02 a.m. in Los Angeles. It's Siren FM. It can only be time for the Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk, Natalie Tuck, Tiffany Freeman, Katie Grimerson, and more.
Yeah, exactly. It's all very confusing when we put these things together, isn't it, Cameron?
It is, and I was just thinking, no one has approached me about doing topless pictures.
Steady.
Because I don't plan on being the future Queen of England either. So
you see, there we are. And that is the Cameron Tilbury word as far as things are actually concerned. Before we find out what magical tune you've brought along to us, I think you were connected with us when we spoke to our next fabulous co-presenter, of course. That's Fen Reina Chen. Fen, of course, you graduated a wee while ago, did you not?
Yeah, I graduated a long time ago now.
Wait, it's just like yesterday in many ways, etc.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been doing very important duty because you've been responsible for feeding Jodie Orton.
Sometimes she's feeding me. Yeah,
it's important.
I was reading about Jodie's in Jodie's blog. I was reading about her little gut.
Chinese food scenario, exactly.
I'm her Chinese wife, but yeah.
It's perfectly okay. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Exactly. Just people that sort of want
to... Oh, your essence is perfect.
Did you think it was all right? I've been practicing that, Fen. Because I think, we're scheduling this show to go live in China in the not-too-distant future. In fact, it's, I think, around about 4 a.m. in the morning in China now, so...
Around the time. 7 hours different, actually.
So any insomniac Chinese folk who are listening... We appreciate you. That's important. So,
I'll just throw in my little bit of Chinese, feng shui.
Oh, feng shui, yeah. Sino feng shui.
That's all I know.
It just gets...
It's a good word.
It is, isn't it? So, yeah. I mean, ni hao and feng shui will get you, I suppose, across the border or arrested, one of the two things. How's life in the health service? Because obviously you're there at present since graduating in business. How's your work in the NHS?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I do like work here. Enjoys so far. Yeah, but now I'm thinking, maybe I'm looking for another job now.
What better way to actually put yourself into the spotlight than actually being on the Midweek Drive? So well done, Fen. And it's good to have you back. That's the important thing. Likewise, it's good to have you back as well, Tiffany. How are you?
Thank you. I'm really good, thank you. Enjoying Freshers Week?
I thought you would. In fact, Cameron, you'd be amazed to know that she's been enjoying Freshers Week so much that her colleague, Tasha, has actually come dressed as a cheerleader in this very studio. I thought it's wonderful. Obviously, it's different. It is. It's quite astonishing.
Now, there's something you have to remember about, we call it Frosh Week, but there's something about that you remember for the future. If you remember Freshers Week, you really weren't there.
Let's just test that. Katie, do you remember Freshers Week from last year?
Yeah, because I didn't do anything.
Nice.
although
Katie, that's why we appreciate you so much. That's why we will be getting a full sort of choral version of the KTG jingle. It's genius. Tasha, do you remember Freshers Week last year?
Well, I remember most of it.
There we are. I could say we're rocking and rolling today. And Tiffany?
I can remember bits of it, but it was a year ago, so I wouldn't remember everything back then.
Yeah. Did you have Freshers Week when you were here, Fen?
No, because I come here in January, so we don't have one.
See, that's the challenge. That's the challenge of being an international student. You turn up in January, it's all over. Never mind.
It's probably just as well. She probably would have ended up with a shaved head and been on a train to Scotland or something without clothing.
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, obviously, your own fantasies in your own time, Cameron. That's the important thing. Otherwise, I shan't give you your official...
Cameron Tilbury, Nashville's man Canadian. He knows his music tree. Cameron Tilbury.
I'm actually going to be putting that out to the Abbey Bells to do a barbershop quartet version of that, actually. It's the next stage forward.
Right. I am limp with breathless anticipation.
That is the kind of quote that I would fully anticipate Katie to actually work into one of her essays this semester. I am limp with breathless anticipation. I think that would work well. Is your mum listening today, Katie?
I think she is, yeah.
Hi to Sharon.
Yeah.
Hello, Sharon.
Exactly. You know, ni hao. Pronunciation's gone completely. We're going to have to start all over again. Cameron, what delightful tune have you brought along for us today?
Well, I brought along something special today because I'll give you a little bit of background on this. We've played music by Jessica Ridley before, but this is a brand new song, and it's a little different because it was really written for one thing in particular. In the U.S. here, we have Sirius XM, which is satellite radio, and they have a channel on there called The Highway, and The Highway plays a particular style of country music. Well, Jess has found out that they were looking for a theme song, so she wrote a theme song for the radio station. So this is it, and it's called The Highway. This is Jessica Ridley with Siren FM.
I really enjoyed that. Although I was expecting, to be fair, a little bit of Michael Landon with Highway to Heaven, but perhaps not.
Now, there's something cool about this, too. If you go to jessicaridley.com, fans can go there and they can get 7 free songs and 7 free video diaries.
Seven free songs. Amazing. It's truly wonderful. We'll find out a bit more about that, and hopefully Jessica will be joining us on the production in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do for you.
Flaming Red, Highway, it's wonderful. What did you make of Highway, Tiffany Freeman?
I enjoyed the song. I like her voice. It's really unique.
Exactly, a unique voice. We all have a unique voice in our own way. Some tends to be more unique than others. It's very important. Tasha, what did you find?
I quite enjoyed it. I think it's one of Cameron's better choices. He had a tree one before, like something forest.
A tree?
He had something about trees. That wasn't my favourite.
Wasn't Clint Eastwood singing I Talk to the Trees?
No.
Easily to mistaken. Katie, we know you rock when it comes to Cameron Tilbury, and you tune in regularly from Birmingham when you're not sorting out the cricketers, etc. What did you make of Jessica Ridley and Highway?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was uplifting. I didn't know you liked the editors, Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Well, good journalist folk, obviously. I'm kidding. Yeah.
No, because I posted a link up on Facebook and he liked it and I didn't think...
It's amazing, isn't it? He does, yes. That's what happens when you've got Maple Star Music and Media. And country music in China. Before I ask you the question about, so which Olympics did you like best, Fen?
Of course, Beijing.
Really? Yes. It was such a good show as well. 14 minutes you lasted before you actually said that. I'm going to have to ask you to leave the studio. Only kidding. It's all right.
Oh, I like London one.
Well, you know, you do this bit for Anglo-Sino relationships to actually sort of build the whole thing across there. And then Cameron, she goes straight in, well, I like Beijing better. I mean,
I'm Chinese, so I have to say my country, sorry. But I've been to the Olympic Stadium. Oh, just outside, but I do like... Yeah,
that's very good. Did you see any of the events?
On the telly, yeah.
Right. That's okay. That's perfectly understandable. You know, Tasha's still waiting for her tickets. I don't know, something...
I got lost in the post, apparently.
Lord Coe had you on his A-list and suddenly it just obviously didn't manifest.
Obviously, I went to Zed.
Rumours were reaching me that you were indeed sort of booked for the opening ceremony, but in the end they had to book Sir Paul McCartney instead, but never mind.
I had a cold again. That's a problem.
Steady. So we went from the Olympics on to Highway, on to a variety of other bits and pieces. Cameron, would you like to quiz Fen on life, the universe, and indeed Milan, Greece, Switzerland, and why, according to our little biography we actually have here, she's somewhat westernised, loves the British way of life, but is also very traditional as a young Chinese woman? How embarrassing, really. I don't know. I'd have words with the person who coordinated this one, actually. Still, anyway...
It's got to be. I mean, it's a completely different culture. For me, when I moved to the UK from Canada, at least the language was the same. In most cases, still some things that need some explaining. But it must be a huge culture shock to come from China to go to the UK.
Was it a culture shock? Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I feel really like different. But you know, usually for international students, like we always have like a culture lessons before we came here, so we know like something already. Like here, you always need to make appointment. I just can't understand. You know, in China, we always just go to hospital. It's just turn up in there, so you will see doctor just immediately.
That's because, Fern, in Britain, we like to queue. You know, we like to queue for preably an hour or more just to actually sort of work through that. And if you're not on the list, you get to the end of it, it just doesn't work at all, really.
But you know,
I found that out. You know, I went and just stood when I lived in Peterborough. I just stood on the sidewalk in the middle of nowhere, and people would line up behind me.
Well, that's Peterborough. That's what happens. You know, I just hope you didn't start looking at the skylight. Don't know what could be happening there. You know,
they're all just waiting for the bus out. Yeah. I think.
You can say that now, my lad, just because you're safe in Nashville. I'll be sending those Peterborough folk over.
That's right.
There'll be righteous anger that'll be coming across to the
whole
thing.
That's right.
Hearing me.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to put to our ace Chinese correspondent? Because indeed, Fern, that's what I've duly nominated you as. And indeed, you know, when we come round to this celebratory end of the year show, yes, yeah, if I ask Katie, Tiffany and Natasha, what do you know about our end of the Mayan calendar show that we're doing for 25 English hours this side of the Atlantic? They'll probably say, nothing at all.
I don't know anything at all.
Katie, I thought you were the grand... Cameron, would you like to explain what's happening and why we're linking up with our Chilpack Hollywood cousins and possibly Combat Radio in Los Angeles to effectively celebrate the end of several thousand years of Mayan calendarisms? As we actually sort of say, it's the last show that will be done under the Mayan calendar, possibly the last show ever. And we're going to be going live 25 hours non-stop broadcasting. Oh, yes, from this very studio. And indeed, Los Angeles. Very exciting. Anyway...
Now, did anybody ever stop to think that the end of the Mayan calendar is just because they ran out of stuff to write it on?
Yeah, stones, actually. It was stones.
Yeah.
They used them in blocks of stones, so they might just have run out of stones. We don't know. It could be the end of everything. We could be actually approaching something we'll be talking about with Caroline Rich in a few moments, that whole notion of singularity. And I say that
so
because...
So you could say...
Yes.
You could say that the Mayans didn't have the stones to continue.
Nice. I see where you're going there. And obviously it is an election year, and we know you're unlikely to be rooting for Barack, and it's probably going to go the way of our Republican chappy Mitt Romney. But then again, you know.
I think it's going to be, you know, a win for Mitt on the scale of what Reagan beat Carter. I think it's going to be a big win for him.
Well, obviously, we're not going to take sides in any way, shape or form, because they're both welcome to the midweek drive. As we say, you know, White House calling, all's well with the world. Katie, would you like to throw those last two questions at Cameron, please?
Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have, and I can't wait to be part of the end of the year thing.
I'm sorry, Katie, I cut off the second question, didn't I? Go on, you can ask it again now. You sort of answered it, but go for it.
Can we look forward to speaking with you again?
You certainly can.
Yeah, we got in there before the intro. Splendid. Time now to actually go all the way over to Los Angeles to actually welcome a newbie to the show. Yes, it's Freshers Week. It's only right that we actually welcome a terribly talented individual, a person who actually has dialects in Southern, redneck, British, and curiously, baby voice. Yes, we say those magical words. Caroline Rich, are you there?
Good evening.
You see, that's what we always appreciate about the Los Angeles contacts. They're always so polite. It's just truly wonderful. It's great stuff. Caroline, welcome along to the show. Obviously, you have the platinum honour of being a Kelly Duncan joiner recommendation,
that's
which
correct.
Is splendid from that point of view. And I gather you've been listening to some of the show already, so you've heard our Canadian from Nashville.
Because it's the morning and I'm literally sitting in my workout clothes right now. So I just am joining you guys from the gym.
It makes perfect sense. We feel as though we can actually make those gym workouts just that little bit more enjoyable for the Los Angeles.
Exactly.
So it's brilliant stuff.
Exactly.
I also have to say, happy download day. I'll say that again.
Thank you.
Happy download day. No. As I introduce the team in the studio, Tiffany Freeman, download day. Do you have a clue as to what we're referring to?
No.
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 How
Tasha, download day. I'm
slightly lost.
Slightly lost. One. Okay. Katie?
Not a clue.
No. Fen, download day?
I don't know.
No. It's the step towards singularity, the step where effectively computers, hello, Mr. Computer, become more intelligent than human beings and effectively tell us what to do, as if they don't do it already, Caroline.
I know. It's true. I know. It's a kind of fantastic concept, and it was really fun to shoot. So it's a little creepy, too, because it kind of, it's a very interesting take on the future. It was great. It was a really fun movie to shoot.
I mean, obviously you have the lead in it. We're looking forward to the thing actually opening up. But can you give a bit of the plot line away and explain how...
Yes, I'd love to.
Go for it.
Yeah, basically it's set in the future where basically your children are not downloaded until they hit the age of 18. So up until that point, they're just virtual. And so you live in two worlds. You live in the virtual world, and then you live in the real world, which is your virtual world can be whatever you want. So... you know, it's beautiful, it's light, it's we have a fantastic house. And then when you take off the glasses, it's the reality, which is it's very dark. You work for this very scary industry, and it's very depressing. And so basically our child does not want to download, shockingly. So it's just, it's about his dilemma and what he decides to do. And I play his mother, and... I'm obviously very excited for him to download, but, you know, it's up to him in the end. But it's fantastic.
I mean, I'm just
and
very...
And my son is played by Nick Eversman, who is a very talented young man. He was just on the ABC show Missing, so he's really talented, and it was great.
I've got to say that I was very grateful that Fen, Katie, Tasha and Tiffany all decided to actually download themselves into the studio, because as indeed the listener is probably aware, this is all just an illusion. You know, we're not actually really here.
Okay.
Oh, are we, Katie? You know, you're not really there. It just sort of, you just downloaded yourself into this particular occupation for a wee while. You'll get more of that in Writing Progress, Narrative Technology and Change in a few weeks' time. It's a course I teach at the University of Lincoln. Don't worry. Tiffany.
I love it.
Yeah, that film sounds really interesting. Why does the mother want to encourage them to go to download day when it's really bad?
Do you know what it is, Kate? I think it's just she's part of the system. I mean, that's how I looked at it. Like, this is just, she does not like a lot of, you know, she gets up every day, she works for this company, and she comes home, and she just wants her child to do the right thing.
Okay.
And I think that's really what it is. She just wants to be a good mother, and for him, just this is what you do. So I don't understand what the problem is. So I think it's... That's how I found it.
Okay.
Perfectly understandable. You're looking a bit bemused there, Tasha. Has it just been too much of a shock, you know, coming back
really?
To the show after all this time?
Well, sort of. And the download thing slightly went over my head. Little
You know what is, Kitty? I should also mention, she can't actually physically touch her child until he's downloaded. So I think it's also on a motherly level, you know, just to physically be able to hold her child. I think that's also the reason. I left that out. That's actually kind of an important detail. But yeah, I think that's the whole reason also wanting her child to download as well.
It'll all be part of the rich tapestry now. Fen, obviously from China originally, I was shocked, Fen, to find out that there aren't 9 million bicycles in Beijing. In fact, you'd be lucky to get any now because everybody's driving cars. What's been happening? Is China getting all technologically orientated, etc.? And you know, in terms of computers, etc., when you go back to to China, do you think, well, you know, it was a lot simpler when people actually sort of just worked on the farm? I think we'll hold that. So, what are your views on computers, Fen? Views on computers.
Just on the pictures?
Yeah, well, computers in general. Do you like computers?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, my dad, like, born, I think, he's really in technology.
Yeah.
Like, one first, like a mobile in China.
Well, just get a bit close to the microphone, otherwise.
Yeah, he bought, like, first, like, a phone, mobile phone. Mm. And when we got, like, first computer in China, he just bought the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, so we know this really early. So I start to know computer really early than the other friends. So, yeah.
You see, that's the...
so important for me, actually.
That's the challenge of the global world, Caroline, you see. I mean, there's Fen from Fujian in China, a place which is crying out for a Caroline Rich visit. You can go there. I know, you sort the thing through.
I would love that.
Yeah. And
yeah, welcome to my hometown.
Yeah. And they're already sort of rich with computers. I trust you appreciate, Caroline, this international package we're putting together, you know, from Los Angeles to China. It's just part and parcel to Birmingham, indeed, and Gloucester. It's amazing the sort of things we actually put together. I'm intrigued, Caroline. Actors are wonderfully talented people. We love them. We appreciate them. Been one myself, qualified a whole range of bits and pieces. But in terms of special skills, it's something that actors, certainly in this side of the country, they have things such as, you know, skills you can put on the Spotlight casting directory. Same with the Screen Actors Guild in the States, the whole range of other factors. Caroline, I think you win an award for the most extraordinary range of special skills I've encountered. I think even Nicole Kidman would probably kill for some of these skills, you know, quite honestly. And when it comes down to the likes of other sort of screen legends, could you ever, I mean, let's just run through them. Teleprompter. Yeah, that's nice. Runner, sprints, long distance, horseback riding. Very important, very useful for our equine coverage, etc. Dance, jazz, ballet, hip-hop, aerobics, gymnastics, splits. And then, this is the classic, Caroline Rich can actually wink and blink one or both eyes.
Ooh, that's good.
Caroline, I mean, I'd ask you to demonstrate it for us now, but obviously we don't have a video camera set up. Just out of interest, have you ever been booked on the basis of being able to wink and blink one or both eyes? Caroline, are you still there? Is she gone?
Possibly.
Do it. I think we might have lost Caroline Rich completely. Caroline, can you hear us at all? No. It's how extraordinary. Well, it's the shock, obviously. We're just heated through the whole sort of range of things. We'll try and get Caroline back before the end of the show. Hopefully she sort of will be sorted through on that particular basis. I might get Tiffany on the case to actually sort that out now. Still to come on the programme this evening, we've still got Steve Burnside, the creator of Fergus the Tractor. We've got Michelle Monroe. And coming up next, we have Sam Owen, who was one of the fine folk who is a psychologist who has basically put together this whole notion that competing again all about internet spies, the very fact that social networking sites can actually sort of intrude on a whole variety of other factors and lines as well. We're going to try and get, she's definitely gone, we're going to try and get Caroline Rich back from that point of view, but meanwhile, continuing ever onwards, what do you think, a musical choice, Katie? Any particular musical band that springs to mind? Are we of a two-door cinema club?
Yeah,
you say
let's get a bit of two-door cinema
club. Cinema club in. Okay. Once again.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, Alex, I am here.
Yeah. Yes.
Because this is fantastic. It's so true about Facebook and social media. You just have to be careful.
Well, that's very true, and obviously we're very grateful. Sam Owen, a piece we actually recorded earlier today. She's a psychologist and life coach, and commenting on the new series of Covert Affairs. But I mean, it just seems a little. Let's do a quick round robin in the studio. We'll start off with Tasha. Tasha, would you ever consider using social networking sites such as Facebook to actually spy on somebody? To actually sort of say, I want to keep an eye on you. I want to just check out what you're doing. Would you do that?
I don't think so. I don't think I would need to. I mean, if I wanted to find out what they were doing, I would ask them.
You'd ask them, right? Good journalists are a routine from that point of view. Tiffany, what would you do?
If I wanted to spy, I guess it would be quite easy to use Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook stalking.
Katie?
Nah, I don't think I would.
It's just too nice, really.
And if you want to find out about someone, if you don't know them and you want to find out who they are and, like, have a picture of them, I would. Mm. If then,
yeah,
to see
suppose.
What they look like, I would.
Yeah,
if you're trying to show someone your friend.
If you want to call that
stalking? That's strange. It would say, Fen, what about yourself? I mean, have you weaned off the social networking sites now? Or do you still use them to say, I want to find out what that Jodie Orton's doing?
No, I'm not weaning that. I just want to have a look at what people are doing. Mm.
And Caroline, what's your own perspective on this? Do you sort of think, yes, I just want to keep appraised of what's happening in the wonderful world of social networking?
I mean, that's the problem, Alex. I was all about spying, but I recently, I've been off Facebook for about 6 months just because I realized it was just taking up too much of my time.
It's Very true. Obviously, Caroline, if you were still on Facebook, we could like each other, but that's okay. We can just progress.
Well,
we can move on. You know,
I'm taking a break, Alex. You know, I might be back on. You know, if you've got a
line
for me tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Now, when we lost the signal, clearly I was a little bit worried in case, you know, we'd got a line from Kelly Duncan Joyner, who turned around and said, don't talk about the wink and blinking one or both eyes. Have you ever actually been asked for a job which actually needed you to actually wink and blink one or both eyes?
You know, Alex, not yet, but you never know.
We could start
you never
here.
Know.
Yeah, I mean, I can already see Ilana Rain and Phil Lynas and Graham Harper, some of our other top directors, thinking, yes, that's exactly what we need.
Finally,
to.
Yeah, so she can blink both eyes.
Exactly. Some of the humour on CarolineRich.com is, quite frankly, hilarious but unbroadcastable. That's all I will say. I particularly like the opening gambit where you actually meet up with two guys on a picket line who basically claim they're working for the right of people to actually express their own religion in work until you reveal what it is that they actually do. And, of course, it is telemarketers. And the response of Caroline is pretty harsh, I think, basically. Pretty harsh. Which I suppose brings us around to that next line, prank calling, and also weird eye and prank calling. So please, yeah. Caroline, explain, what's the difference between weird eye and also prank calling?
Well, Alex, if I was in person, well, when I meet you in person, I will show you my weird eye. I call it my cock eye.
I say.
It's a very funny face. And then prank calling, I mean, I don't want to brag, but I'm a very good prank caller. Mm. And, you know, back in the day before there was, you know, I mean, I guess we could block call, but if you had a situation with someone and you would give me this person's number, I would call them and just, you know, harass them a little bit, just have fun. And so my friends would always be like, oh, call this person, I'll do this, because I would do funny voices, and I guess I'd say I'm pretty good at it, but, you know, I put it down there to see if anyone's actually really reading my special skills.
And lo and behold, the day came and the day arrived on download day when a station based in the United Kingdom said, Caroline, this is what it's all about.
I love it.
Exactly. Now, the other thing which I thought was wonderful was Caroline Rich becomes a serial killer. We're talking about breakfast cereals, folks, here.
Yes,
in C-Reality. Supermom family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I know that Natasha is obviously a keen fan of webisodes and cereals in all sorts of ways. What's your favourite breakfast cereal, Natasha?
That's a difficult one.
Is
Currently,
it?
I think I'm a fan of Shreddies.
Oof, wrong company. Kellogg's, obviously, is the brand which clearly, you know, would be flagged up as far as Caroline's concerned. Just because I thought this was a wonderful way of marketing cereals in the 21st century, really, by actually sort of getting people to tune in to an adventure.
Yeah, it was really cute, Alex. And they did five different families. And ours was like the Supermom family. They had one family that was soap opera, one family that was in like the horror genre. And it was really clever. And I have to say, it was really fun to shoot. It was pretty fantastic.
It's the way forward for the 21st century.
Yep.
And in fact, the task I'll be setting Fen, Katie, Tiffany and Natasha is to actually go and seek out these webisode episodes. You know, there are no boundaries. Frontiers are free. In fact, I could almost, Fen, see this rolling over into China and they say, we want our cereals as well.
That's right.
It's a whole message. Caroline, it's been simply wonderful. I'm glad we managed to sort of connect again with your good self, because the notion of you hearing us without being able to respond is not the interactivity we look for, you know? And I thought, oh, no, you know, what's happening on this particular area? So I'm going to throw those last two questions at you, and I know you'll understand them, unlike certain life coaches who basically I didn't even want to. This is the response that I got, actually, earlier in the day when I actually asked Sam Owen had she had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat in doing today.
Have I had a relatively interesting...
A reasonably interesting telephonic link. Has it been good for you, Sam?
Yes, it has.
So she got there in the end, but it was, you know, she didn't quite sort of follow that whole thing. Anyway, Caroline, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this, your midweek drive debut?
I have had an amazing time, Alex. This has been so much fun. And when I wink and blink both eyes, I will think of you.
I mean, girl, I'm just blushing all over now. I really am, in that wonderful southern redneck way that I know we can actually break down into all sorts of wonderful things over here in Lincoln Town, Lincolnshire. She's gone very quiet again. Hopefully, she's still there.
Oh, I'm here.
Good.
Yeah.
So,
slightly stunned.
She had southern redneck, British, and baby voice. I'd ask Caroline to do baby voice.
Yeah,
but
baby voice. I'm interested.
The baby voice.
Well,
hey, Alex. Hey, everybody. I'm just a little baby.
Just a little bit scary. But I know
it's
where
a
we're going.
Baby voice.
So I take it, Caroline, you'll be able to join us again in the very near future, and you will return?
Absolutely. This is a highlight of my day. You guys are all so wonderful. Thank you. I would love to join you guys again.
Caroline Rich, she will return, and we'll be all the richer for it. Sorry, it's a line I was waiting. It's a script writer, actually. Here's Dido.